Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We go now to Perek Avos, the 14th chapter of Hilchot Tefillah, at page Lamed Aleph in most standard Rambam. Halach Aleph. Shachris, b'musaf, u'b'ne'ila, ha'kohanim nosim et kapeyem. The morning service, the additional service, the musaf, and the ne'ila service, the kohanim lift up their hands to bless the Jews. There is no lifting up of the hands, no priestly blessing on mincha. Why? The mincha kvasadu kolam. At mincha time, most everyone has eaten already. Shemashos the kohanim yayin. Perhaps the kohanim have drunk wine. The shikros of nesis kapayim, and a person who is intoxicated cannot say the berachas kohanim, the blessings of the kohanim. Filibiyom tainus they nosin kapayim b'mincha. Even on a fast day, they do not say the blessings of the kohanim at mincha. Because we're afraid if they do it on the afternoon service of a fast, they might do it on the afternoon service of a regular day. Beis. The Medvam Amurim, when does this apply? Tiny Yishim Spalalum Bo Mincha Uneila. On those fasts that you pray both Mincha and Neila. If you go on some Kippur, like on the day of Yom Kippur, with Tiny Sibur, and the fast days that are declared for a lack of rain and so on, where you pray an additional prayer. The Ne'ila. Of a kind of shame on Ne'ila, a fast day that does not have Ne'ila, to go on Tisha B'Av, the Shivas of the Tammuz, like the 9th of Av, or the 17th of Tammuz. Holotzus, Mincha Shalem, Samach Lashkiyas Achama, since they pray Mincha close to the sundown, they nearest Ne'ila, so it looks like Ne'ila, like the last prayer of a Yom Kippur. They know Mishalafis Mincha Shakol Yom, and you won't confuse that with Mincha of any other day. Sigach Yeshwin is his Kapayim, and therefore you do say the Berachas Kohanim. If a Kohen did the wrong thing, but he went up to the platform to say the blessing on Minchav Yom Kippur, since everyone knows there's no intoxication on this day, he may say the blessings. The Merida knows so, we don't make him go down, so that people shouldn't be suspicious. So Yomu, they shouldn't say, he was disqualified, that's why they made him come down. How do the priestly blessings work outside of the temple? When the reader reaches the prayer of Avoda, Ritzei, when he says the word Ritzei, all of the Kohanim standing in the shul, in the synagogue, leave their places. They go up to the platform. They stand there facing the ark, the Kohanim copy arm and their backs towards the people. It's the same tfufas atok kapeyim. Their fingers are folded into their hands. Notice their fists are closed. Achiyashim shlich tzibah adah, until the shlich tzibah finishes that blessing of hodah. Then, umachzim panim kapiyam, they turn their faces towards the people. Uposhnitz vaseyim, they spread out their fingers. Umachbim yideim, they lift up their hands. Kenege kasveyim, up to the height of their shoulders. Maschilim, and they begin yivarechacha, with the first word of the blessing of Yivarechacha. Well, Shlich Tzibah makos amila b'mila. The Shlich Tzibah reads for them word by word. They mull them and then they respond. Shinam, as it says, they mull him, say to them, Achiyoma, until he says it. The Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam holds that the first word, Yivarechacha, the Kohen says without the prompting of the Shlich Tzibah. And it's only afterwards that he reads for them word by word, since the Rambam says that the Kohanim begin Yivarechacha. I'm not sure if you have to learn the Pshat that way. Perhaps the Rambam is just saying that that's the starting point, and then he goes back and says that the Kohen has to, that the reader has to prompt them word for word. But at any rate, the Kesef Mishnah learns that way in the Rambam, that they start Yivarechacha without prompting. Kishon Meshlimim Pasuk Rishon Kolam Amen Amen. When they finish the first Pasuk, all the people answer Amen. V'chol Shlich Tzibah Makar also Olsan Pasuk Sheni. Then the Shlich Tzibah reads, prompts them with the second sentence, Mila B'Mila, word by word. And then they respond. Until they finish the second sentence, and then again, all of the people answer Amen. And so with the third sentence. Once the Kohanim finish the three sentences, the reader begins the last blessing of the prayer, Shisim Shalom, which is Sim Shalom. The Kohanim turn their faces towards the ark. They close their fingers, no longer spread out. They stay there on the platform till the reader finishes the blessing. Then they go back to their place. Hey. Eina mikra hamakra rishai lahakras lakohanim achichal amin upiatibur. The reader is not allowed to prompt the kohanim until the congregation finishes saying amen. In other words, they say the amen to the brach of the kohen. And he's not supposed to start saying yivarechacha until everyone finishes saying amen. Now, you can learn the Rambam this way if you learn that when the Rambam said that the kohanim start yivarechacha, you learn that he means that they're prompted there also. But if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah does, that they say yivarechacha themselves without being prompted, then this statement as written doesn't make sense. Before the Kesef Mishnah has a different version. And instead of lahakos kohanim, to prompt the kohanim, he reads likros kohanim. He can't call out kohanim, because as we'll see later, the Shlich Tzibur calls the kohanim. And according to this, the amen referred to here is the blessing after modim. And afterwards, the people enter amen, and the Shlich Tzibur calls out kohanim, so he has to wait till everyone answers amen. That's how you'd have to learn according to the Kesef Mishnah. Then Kohanim Rishayim Laskav Abracha Chichala Hadibur V'Pi Hamakra. The Kohanim cannot start saying the blessing until the words are finished by the reader. Then Atibon and Amen Hachitech LaBracha V'Pi Kohanim. Similarly, the congregation cannot answer Amen until all of the Kohanim finish saying the words of the blessing. Then Kohanim Maskinu V'Bracha Cheres. The Kohanim cannot start the next blessing Chichala Amen V'Pi Atibur until the congregation finishes saying Amen to their blessing. Then Shliach Tibur Shalana Amen Achar Kohanim Kishar Am. Now the reader is not supposed to answer Amen after the Kohanim like the rest of the people. Shalom to Tav Daito, maybe he'll get confused. V'leyedez Ebrach HaMakros, and he won't know which blessing to read for them, to prompt them with. So he has to concentrate and think about what he's saying next, and therefore he doesn't answer Amen. In Pasuk Sheni and Pasuk Shlishi, he has to think, is it the second or the third sentence? The Kohanim are not supposed to turn their faces from the congregation until the reader begins with Sim Shalom. The Kohanim Rishayim Lechem Bimkom Mam Nachig V'Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. The Kohanim are not supposed to leave their place until the reader finishes Sim Shalom. Inshallah of Kishri Etzboseim Achiyas Yerpanem and Atzibur. They cannot fold their fingers until they turn their faces to the congregation. When the Kohanim of Ezra, it was the decree of Ezra, Shal Yaru Kohanim L'Duchem B'Sandaleim, that the Kohanim shouldn't go up to the platform wearing their shoes or sandals. And on the Yechefim, they stand barefoot. Kesef Mishnah says that this is a mistake and that it shouldn't read Tikkunes Ezra, but Tikkunes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because that's what the Gemara says, that it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Halacha Zayin, Kishiyo Kohanim Mevachem Esam, Lo Yabitu Baam. When the Kohanim bless the people, they shouldn't look at them. L'tzicha Daita, they shouldn't remove their minds to other things. You and him, Kneged Aretz, Kamed Betfila. Their eyes should be towards the earth, like one standing in prayer. Yadam Rishoy, Lahistaku Befnei Kohanim Mishashim Mevachem Esam. A person's not allowed to look at the face of the Kohanim when they bless the people. They should see Chadaitim so that they shouldn't lose their concentration. The Kolam is Gavim Lishmor Abracha. All of the people have intention to hear the blessing. Machadim Pneim Tenegim Pneim Kohanim, and they face with their faces towards the Kohanim. They do not read them with name, but they do not look at their faces. Ches, Maya Kohanim Avach Echad, if there was one Kohen saying the blessing, Masul Avach Masul, he begins by himself. Shaltiva Makros Amila Bimila, and the reader prompts him word by word. Kamo Shemayinu, as we said, Hayushnayim, O Yoser, if there are two or more, Einam Akhilu Levarach, they do not begin to say the blessing, and Shiikulam Shiach Tzibur, till the reader calls them. The Omalami says to them, Kohanim, Vimonim, Vimonim Yivrecha, they answer and respond with Yivrecha. Kamakos and Mila Bamila, Allah has said to Shemayinu, he reads with them word for word in the order that we said. Halachatez, Ketzad Birchas Kohanim B'Migdash. How was the blessings of the Kohanim done in the temple? The Kohanim go up to the platform after they finish, the Kohanim finish the morning sacrifice. They lift up their hands above their heads. It's the same shutas with their fingers spread out. Except for the high priest. He doesn't lift up his hands higher than the tits, the crown that said Kaddish Lashem, holy unto God. He's not supposed to lift his hands above that. Somebody reads for them, prompts them word for word as they do in the temple, as they do outside of the temple, until they finish all the three sentences. The people in the temple do not answer Amen after each sentence. And the temple is made into one blessing. When they finish, Well, the people answer instead of Amen, they say, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael min olam vat haolam. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, forever and ever. Yud. Amr is Hashem tichsavo. You pronounce the name of Hashem as it is written. Well, Shem Hanega miyud kei vavkei. That's the name that's spelled with the letters yud kei vavkei. That's the explicit name that's mentioned in every place. Whenever we talk about the explicit name, we mean that, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Outside of the temple, they say it with the other name, Hubalab Dalib, the name Alab Dalib Nun Yud. You mention Hashem's name as it is written only in the temple. After the death of the high priest Shimon HaTzadik, Paschal Kahanim Lovach Hashem Mufurish, the Kahanim stopped blessing with the explicit name of Hashem, even in the temple. That a person is not important and righteous enough shouldn't learn the pronunciation of the name. The early sages didn't teach the pronunciation of this name except to their students and their children who were worthy only once every 7 years. This is all because of the greatness that we exhibit in treating the glorious and awesome name of Hashem. Yidalah. In every place, the blessing of the Kohanim must be only in Hebrew. Shneimer says, "Kol tavarachu, thus you should bless us, B'nai Yisrael, all the children of Israel." This is the tradition that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol tavarachu, thus you shall bless them by Mida while standing. Kol tavarachu, thus you shall bless them B'nai Kapayim with your palms stretched out. Kosovarchu, thus you shall bless them, Lashon HaKadosh in Hebrew. Kosovarchu, thus you shall bless them, Panim Kneged Panim, face to face. Kosovarchu, thus you shall bless them, Kol Ram, with a loud voice. Kosovarchu, thus you shall bless them, Hashem Mufurish, with the explicit name. Yeshiva B'Migdash, that's provided it's in the temple, Kmo Shemano, as we said. Aloch Yibbeis. In a Kohanim Yishayim B'chol Mokom, Lahosiv Bracha, Shosiv Apsukim. The Kohanim in any place cannot add a blessing to the three sentences. For example, Hashem Elokei Avoteichem Yotzev Lechem Kuchem Elapamim. Hashem, the God of your father, should add to you 1,000 times. Yotzev, are there such blessings? Lo b'kol ram v'lo b'lachash, neither in a loud voice or even in a low voice. Shneimer says, those sifol adavah, do not add to this thing. Shosha kol kohen olo l'duchen, when every kohen goes up to the platform. Shoku raglov lalos, when he moves his feet to go up, Omer, he says this prayer. Yerotzem ufnach Hashem Elokeinu, may be your will Hashem our God. Shetiyah bracha zu, shetiyah sanu l'vach samch Yisrael. This blessing that you commanded us to bless your people Israel, Baruch Hashem, should be a complete blessing. Well, Yibam Michshel, it should have no stumbling block, the oven or sin, Miatavarelam from now and forevermore. Kodim Shiach the part of Baruch Hashem, before turning his face to bless the people, Baruch says the blessing, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, he blesses Hashem, Asher Gitcher B'Kdushot Shel Aaron, who has sanctified us with the holiness of Aaron, Yitzivana Levarach Sam Yisrael B'Avon, has commanded us to bless his people Israel with love. Achakach afterwards, Master part of Latibur, he turns his face to the congregation, and he begins to bless them. When he turns his face from the congregation, after he finishes, Omri says this, we have done what you commanded us to, do to us, unto us what you promised us, gaze down from your holy dwelling place from the heaven, and bless your people, Israel. Yidgimel. When the Kohanim turn their faces to the congregation to bless them, or when they turn from the congregation after blessing them, in either case they should turn towards the right. Any time that a person turns, it should always be to the right. Yudalit. The Migdash Mavachim Be'ez Kohanim Pamachas B'Yom. In the Migdash they bless the priest of blessings once a day. Achatam Shashachar, after the morning sacrifice, they come and they stand on the steps of the ulam, the building in front of the temple, and they bless the Shemana in the manner that we said. But outside of the temple, we say it, the blessing after each prayer, aside from the afternoon prayer, as we said, Shachris, Musaf, and Ni'ila. In every place, the one who reads for them, who prompts them, should be a non-Kohen, should be an Israelite. And as it says, Amalahem, say to them, Meklal Shein Amakra Mehem, that implies that the one who's saying, who's calling them, is not one of them. He's a non-Kohen who calls them. But as the Kesef Mishnah says, if there's no one else but a Kohen to read for them, it's all right. The Rambam indicates that you try to have a non-Kohen, but it's not critical.